This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Earlier this week, a judge in North Carolina determined that Craig Stephen Hicks would be eligible for the death penalty for his alleged role in the shootings of three students in Chapel Hill. But the state of North Carolina has not put anyone to death since 2006. While North Carolina is one of 34 states that allow the death penalty, why hasn't the state used the method in so long? Frank Baumgartner is a professor of political science at UNC Chapel Hill, and he joins me now. Thanks very much for being here.
Thanks very much for having me, Phoebe.
Who was the last person executed in North Carolina?
Well, his name was Mr. Flippin. That was in 2006. Since then, the Doctors Association determined that they would not allow any doctors to participate in executions, and it was a requirement of the state protocol. So that put a moratorium on executions. Since then, that prohibition from the Doctors Association has been lifted by the Supreme Court, but we still have litigation about the Racial Justice Act, which remains in litigation, and we don't have a valid lethal injection protocol in the state. So we don't know how long it might be before they would restart any executions.
So North Carolina had a long history of executions, rather prolific history of executions up until 2006. Was it just the doctors, this organization saying no doctors can take part, that put this rather de facto moratorium, or was there something else that was going on in the outside world, in the political world?
Well, in the long-term history, North Carolina, of course, has been one of the major users of the death penalty. Since the modern period, which we date to 1976, our state has executed 43 people. That made us rank about eighth in the nation. But actually, all 35 of those 43 were executed within a 10-year period, right around 1995 to 2006. So when you count up the numbers, especially when you think about the number of homicides, which tends to be in the range of 500 to 600 per year, we never had more than five executions, even at the peak. And with 43 executions since 1976, it's an average of about one per year. And we have 500 or 600 homicides. So you can tell that execution has never really been the penalty for murder in our state, even though it's been used more in our state than in some others.
And also billed as a rather, North Carolina did have these harsh policies and was known to have rather harsh policies about the death penalty. Is that correct?
Well, we certainly did. In 1976, when the Supreme Court invalidated the existing death penalty laws because they were capricious and arbitrary, North Carolina's response was to make the death penalty mandatory. And that, in turn, was ruled unconstitutional. But North Carolina, until 2001, was the only state in the nation that required that the district attorney seek the death penalty if there was an aggravating circumstance. And so that is truly very harsh. We were the only state in the country to allow that, or to mandate that.
How many are still sitting on death row in the state right now waiting for their execution?
149.
And what are they doing? I mean, this is limbo.
Well, I just visited death row last Monday, and they're sitting around tables and waiting, trying to meet with their attorneys, trying to get off death row, trying to relieve themselves from that sort of Damocles that's over them, and they're in a great deal of limbo and uncertainty. I would also say that so are the people involved from the families of the victims. It's a waiting game for everybody.
What is the political pressure, or is there political pressure in the legislature right now, in government right now, in North Carolina, to get this process of executions moving again?
Well, with the rescission of the repeal of the Racial Justice Act, I think the legislature made very clear its desire to bring back the executions. Nationwide, however, there's been some real stepping back from executions in most states, especially after the terribly botched lethal injection in Oklahoma of Mr. Lockett, which took about 40 minutes, where the inmate eventually passed away from a heart attack after having the lethal injection fluids put into his muscle tissue rather than into his veins. And following that, there's been a lot of second-guessing, a lot of news about what actually went wrong in that execution chamber in Oklahoma. And then recently, the American Pharmaceutical Association ruled that their members should not participate by providing drugs to departments of correction nationwide. So we're seeing a real movement to step away from the use of lethal injection, which makes a person wonder what would be the alternative methods. And Utah recently brought back the opportunity to use the firing squad. So we may very well be going backwards in time in terms of methods of execution.
If we're speaking of Craig Stephen Hicks, which has brought death penalty back into the news this week, this is the man who has been charged with killing three students in Chapel Hill earlier this year. He will be eligible for the death penalty if he is convicted. And I wonder, there might be many people who are watching that case closely, but he might be convicted of something and sentenced to a death that the government, the state, might not be able to provide for him.
Well, the alternative penalty is death of old age in prison, life without the possibility of parole. And that is a death sentence. You do not leave the prison alive. It also relieves the family and the survivors, the surviving family members of the victims, from perhaps 15 years of legal appeals, with a very strong possibility that eventually the state would see its death sentence overturned and that that sentence would be reversed and turned into a sentence of life without parole. I imagine that the district attorney has in mind that by seeking death, he may increase his likelihood of getting a plea bargain where the defendant will plead guilty and accept a sentence of life without parole, absolving all of us from the trial and then the lengthy appeals.
So the death penalty now is being used almost as a bargaining chip.
That's right. It's used primarily now as a bargaining chip. Actually, it's used very rarely now. We've had only, I think, about maybe five death cases in the state of North Carolina in the last 3 or 4 years. And there was a time when we would have 50 or 60.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to me about it.
That's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Frank Baumgartner is a professor of political science at UNC. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.